All right, 1380 WPHM. Gerrymandering is a word we all learned in eighth grade civics class, I think, but something that has been alleged to have happened here in Michigan, that is political district lines being drawn to favor one party over another, in this case, Republicans. A federal three-judge panel has ruled that congressional and state legislative districts need to be redrawn prior to next year's election. Lauren Gibbons has been covering this for MLive, and she's on the line with us right now. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what happens now? This is now that the judges have ruled, there's a lot that needs to be done before our 2020 election, right?
Yeah, this is a pretty blockbuster ruling here. And there's an August 1st deadline that the judges set for the lawmakers to come up with something that the court deems is not gerrymandered. And if they still think that those districts, that whatever the legislature comes up with, are gerrymandered, it's possible the judge could reject it and then move forward to come up with their own districts for Michigan.
This stems from a lawsuit filed, I believe it was by the League of Women Voters, right?
Yes, League of Women Voters, and then there were also some Democratic plaintiffs, Democratic voters who were included on the suit.
Obviously, Republicans are not going to like this. Is there any opportunity for them to appeal, and would that then sort of put the brakes on what the three-judge panel has ruled?
It's possible. The Michigan Senate has already said that they're planning to appeal. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey has said that he would like to appeal to the Supreme Court. It remains to be seen, you know, whether they issue a stay on this ruling. That's a possibility. At this point, I think they're going to have to continue, you know, moving forward. At this point, there's only a couple months in the event that the Supreme Court does not decide to weigh in.
Wasn't there a proposal that was passed in last November's election that had to do with how district lines are drawn? What, if anything, does this have to do with that?
So technically, this would only apply to the 2020 election, because in 2022, we will at that point have the independent redistricting election that Proposal 2 put forward. So in the next two elections, we will have potentially completely different districts both times. It's pretty unprecedented in Michigan history.
Well, I guess it is. And so who now will redraw those lines? Obviously, it's up to the judges to approve it, but Who gets to decide what the district lines are going to be now?
So if the legislature comes together, there's usually a process in terms of putting together the redistricting committee and start to talk about some different ways. Usually it is not quite on this quick of a timeline, but there is a process in place, and presumably if the legislature is going to put something together, it would go by the same process that's been done the last several redistricting cycles.
Were you surprised by the outcome, the decision of the judges that ruled that, yes, in fact, there is gerrymandering that's been going on here?
You know, I think the really surprising aspect of this ruling to me is the ramifications that this could have on the Michigan Senate. Because of constitutional term limits, we have a situation where some second-term senators might not be able to run again for their seats that they won for a four-year term back in 2018. So there's a lot of legal questions, and I think the Michigan Senate stands to see the most changes due to this ruling.
Yeah, some senators that wouldn't be up for election until 2022 will now they'll have to run again in 2020 if they want to retain their seats. Is that right?
Right, or it's possible that because the Constitution says that, you know, there's a limit for getting elected to two terms.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
It's possible that they might not be able to run again. However, it's unprecedented, so it's kind of hard to tell at this point what the actual requirements might be.
Yeah, you were right when you referred to this as a blockbuster ruling, because it sets all kinds of things into motion now with a pretty short timeline. If you think about it, here we are at the end of April. We're talking about things that have to happen by August, and so the wheels begin to turn unless the state Supreme Court decides to take this up, right?
Yeah, if the U.S. Supreme Court
decides to weigh in,
that's definitely a possibility. But unless the Supreme Court decides to weigh in, that three-judge panel has issued an order, so the legislature will have to follow it.
I wonder about other states, too, because, I mean, this is not just a Michigan issue. I mean, gerrymandering is something that's said to have gone on in a lot of other states. I just wonder what implications this will have for other states.
You know, there have been a couple of cases, notably Gill v. Whitford in Wisconsin. There have been a couple of cases in Pennsylvania and North Carolina as well. But it's, yes, as more states or as more interested parties look to Michigan to see what's happening here, it's definitely possible that this could lead to more lawsuits in other states. And it's definitely possible that this will have ramifications nationally.
No doubt. We'll be watching it. We'll be following what you write in MLive. Lauren, thanks for the analysis. We appreciate it very much.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. Take care. Bye now.
Yep. Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That is Lauren Gibbons with MLive.com on last week's blockbuster gerrymandering ruling by the three federal judge panel that now this may be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. But if not, I'm going to draw new district lines and pretty quickly.